need.
But we can't expect all vehicles to get the same miles per gallon.
Contact our senators. Tell them you support a fuel economy proposal that makes sense.
Tell them they should too. To learn more, visit www.drivecongress.com.
Paid for by the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest, hopefully we'll have her coming along in just a few minutes, but if not, I will try to tell you her story. Her name is Rosalind Peterson, raised on a farm here in California, and certainly worked for the Department of Agriculture for many years. Her job was to inspect crops, having to do with the crop insurance, and, you know, if a farmer lost a crop, why did he lose it? Was he entitled to the insurance? Why were some crops growing well? Why were some not? She did this for a number of years, and then she began to notice that the crops that she was inspecting here in California and elsewhere weren't really doing as well. The apple crop wasn't doing as well. Certainly the grapes weren't growing as well as they had before. The grass wasn't growing. Instead of having 5 foot tall grass, sometimes it'd be 6 or 8 inches tall, and of course the ranchers, dependent upon grass to feed their cattle, would be frantic, you know, having to go out and buy hay elsewhere, just in the way of cattle feed. And she noticed that this was a persistent problem. And the question came up, why aren't our crops growing as well as they did in past years? And so she actually changed jobs, got a job working in some sort of other government agency, and then took all of her spare time and began to investigate, why are we seeing the change in the pattern of growth? Now, up until 3 years ago, America was a food exporter. We were exporting food to the world, but since then our crops, our wheat crops or other crops, just have not been as good as they were in the past. And the question came up, why? Well, as Rosalind began looking into this and began investigating, she found that there are programs for weather modification. In fact, you can go up on the internet and type in weather modification. You'll find another number of corporations and businesses that will modify the weather for you. If you have the money, if you want to increase snowfall and for your ski resorts in Montana, why, you just hire these people. They'll alter the weather over a distance of about 4,000 square miles. And then, of course, you'll get your snowfall, but what does that do to the weather in the adjacent areas? And certainly, what are they using now to modify weather? Of course, they used to use sodium iodide droplets, but they've gotten beyond that. Now they can use aluminum and barium and similar items and just either spray it from the ground or spray it from the sky, and they can create clouds, and of course the clouds accumulate and create rain, and of course it rains, and if you're in an area where they need snow, you get snow. And all across America, private corporations, and I'm sure the government as well, are modifying the weather. But to the detriment of the other areas, because if you take the moisture out of the air in Montana, then what happens in Illinois, and what happens in Ohio and Pennsylvania? And we're seeing dramatic changes in the weather, and what most people do not understand is there's a great deal of literature, a great deal of information out there. Anybody who wants to find it can find it, and that's what Rosalind Peterson and others have done. And she works with another woman, and they have actually compiled a tremendous amount of fascinating information on weather modification. And of course, what has happened, and she attributes a great deal of this to the change in the jet fuel from JP4 to JP8, that this new jet fuel that we have will actually create clouds, and clouds actually, of course, filter the sun so that our plants, our grass, our various agricultural products are just not getting the sunlight they need to develop. And these clouds at nighttime prevent the heat from escaping. Now you have to understand in the daytime why the part of the earth we're on is facing the sun, and the heat comes in, and of course that heats up the earth. At nighttime, when the earth rotates around from the sun, that same area ordinarily, of course, would be very, very cold because there is no sunlight there. And this is where the greenhouse effect comes in. The greenhouse gases in the sky tend to trap the heat so it does not fall, you know, to 27 degrees below zero, which it would do every night if it weren't for the greenhouse gases. But on top of the greenhouse gases, then you have these artificial cloud covers, much more cloud covers than we ever had before. Now, Roslyn attributes this to jet fuel. I can't help but believe that the chemtrails play a part in this. But be as it may, a cloud cover at night, when it's dark, actually traps the heat so that the temperature doesn't fall below zero. And for many crops, such as our apple crop, they need, you know, to fall below freezing level for a certain number of nights during the year to get a good apple crop the following year. And so certainly our fruit trees are not getting the temperature variation they need. They need that cold, and it's not only the greenhouse gas effect, which has always been there, but it is now the much more higher prevalence of cloud cover trapping the heat at nighttime, so it doesn't get as cold. But when it doesn't get as cold, it influences crop growth. But these are things that the average person has never thought of. I've never thought of. And talking to Roslyn, it is a fascinating story. And so certainly we hope that we'll get Roslyn back here for the second segment of the story, because she can tell this much, much better than I can. But what this does is we begin to limit the amount of sunlight by this increased cloud cover or by other forms of weather modification. It influences the growth of our trees so that our trees are not growing as healthy in many parts of the country as they have in the past. And this is a relatively new phenomenon. Now, Roslyn, of course, is... had an opportunity recently to go and speak before a United Nations Commission meeting. It was held, I believe, somewhere over in Europe. She was invited as a guest to go and speak about what is transpiring, and it was amazing how few of the people who work for the United Nations understand what's really going on. Well, we'll be back here in a moment, hopefully, with Roslyn Peterson.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Radio gets results. Radio gets results. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, Rosalind apparently was on the line. I didn't know that, and so you got my dissertation rather than hers, because she's the person who really understands what is going on. Rosalind, thank you so very much for being with us, and I'm sorry I didn't hear the beep, which tells me that you were waiting to come on. So we've sort of told them a little bit about your background in agriculture and why you were concerned. But you go ahead and repeat it, because you tell it far better than I do.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on this morning. Part of what I have been doing since 2002 is studying why there is a tree decline in California and why there are agricultural problems with crop production. And I didn't understand what was going on until I started to really research this in depth. And as a former agricultural crop loss adjuster for California USDA, that's the United States Department of Agriculture, I had traveled to many counties assessing crop losses. And what happened was is that in the 1990s when I was doing this, there were normal reasons. It would be weather-related, or it would be heat-related, or there would be wind damage. Something like that would happen. And crops would blow down or be frosted. There could be any number of reasons for the damage. But then I noticed that in 2002, I noticed that there was a definite change in our climate, and a definite change in tree health, and changes in the look of crops. And there seemed to be less crop production. Trees weren't looking healthy. And it wasn't just one tree in one place. It was a whole suite of tree species and crop trees. And I began to notice that they were having problems with molds and mildews, fungus, and that some were dying abnormally from the roots up, and others appeared to be dying from the top down. Almost looked like they were burnt on top. And these strange symptoms, along with increasing cloudiness, began to definitely make a impression on me. And so while I was still working at that time for the Mendocino County Probation Department, I also started doing research to find out what was happening. And that's how I really got started with this research project. And as Dr. Stan just said, I was invited, due to my research, to the United Nations to speak before roughly 2,500 people from 80 countries. And they gathered at the United Nations for 3 days in between September 3rd and 7th. I'm sorry, September 5th and 7th. And they heard speakers from climate change from around the world. And they also, and I was part of a workshop and part of one of the panels that was invited to speak. And I spoke about the impacts of climate change with regard to agriculture and some of the man-made programs that most people don't know about and don't talk about.
And so basically, first, as you get into this and you begin talking about the weather modification, most people don't understand that there are all sorts of companies out there that actually will modify the weather for you. If you want snow, they'll give you snow. If you want rain, they'll give you rain. But nobody ever stops and says, but, you know, if we get rain in California, what does that do to Nevada? So why don't you pick up that idea? Because I thought that was really so significant and an important part of this. And you even point out the fact that the military has plans to use weather as a means of warfare, even though we've signed a treaty that says we won't do it. This seems to be in the background. Go ahead, please.
Well, one of the things that I found was that there were over 50 weather modification programs being planned across the United States and or ongoing, and that I got a listing from NOAA. And when NOAA is a government agency that is involved with weather, a lot of your weather reports, different things, are all managed by NOAA. And this agency sent me free, and it's free to you, a copy of these weather modification programs that were ongoing across the United States. And it was interesting because I found out that there was no government oversight or regulation that I could find anywhere over these programs. And the Science Channel did a program in 2004 called Owning the Weather. And what they talked about in this program, they interviewed the Pentagon, people in the military. They went to Elgin Air Force Base, and they found out that the military was in the process of figuring out ways to modify the weather. They talked about private companies like insurance companies, or if you have the money, you can hire a weather modification company right now and have them modify the weather. They can put, in other words, snow on a mountain for you. They can make fog. They can dissipate fog. They can make it rain. And they have ground-based and air-based chemicals to do this. And it's mostly all chemically done. So these weather modification companies are, in effect, they can change 4,000 square miles. Five states, for example, got together in Wyoming in 2005. And what they did was they put more snow deliberately in the Wyoming mountains than ever before, so that Southern California could have more water. Well, they put surrounding counties in the early winter and spring of 2006, they put surrounding counties and state into drought conditions. So when you modify the weather in one place to have one effect, you can be successful, though, in changing the weather for someone else. In other words, we can modify your weather and we can take rain that you would get for your agricultural crops or rain that would go onto land that would feed your cattle from grass growth, or we could do all kinds of things. We can steal it from you. And in doing so, we also have one other effect. Each crop that we have requires a certain microclimate to grow. And when we modify the weather on grand scales, thousands of square miles at a time, we change the surrounding areas and we change that climate so that the crops and the pollinators don't do as well. And so it's a great concern to me because this will have an impact on our food supply. It will have an impact on your water supply. In other words, will you get the rainfall in a timely manner? So we don't want, really right now, and this is happening, private companies, universities, all kinds of different groups modifying your weather with no oversight. Now, I want to say that last night I discovered something that disturbed me because there's a U.S. Senate bill, 1807, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas introduced this bill. It failed last year and was not brought to the floor of the Senate because Bridget Conroy, she's my partner from Phoenix, Arizona, and I got together, and from January on, we fought this bill, called senators and lobbied as individuals, and got people. We held demonstrations against this bill in Southern California, Oregon, Phoenix, Arizona. We talked to people. We did everything we could to try and sidetrack this bill.
Well, now, what will the bill do? Why are you concerned about it?
Well, it's a Weather Mitigation Research and Development Policy Authorization Act of 2007. And I'll read you the purpose. It's one sentence here. It is the purpose of this act to develop and implement a comprehensive and coordinated national weather mitigation policy and a national cooperative federal and state program of weather mitigation research and development.
And by weather mitigation, they really mean weather modification, don't they?
Well, they changed the word from, it used to be called weather modification, now it's weather mitigation.
What they're trying to do is confuse people. And
yes.
They use words to conceal their diabolical purposes, and they really want to modify the weather. They have the ability to create storms and droughts, and people say, gee, isn't the weather strange? But nobody tells them that this is being done intentionally and purposely, and in some instances, I believe, maliciously, because this is having a tremendous impact on our food supply. And as you pointed out last night when we talked, for the first time 3 years ago, America stopped being a major exporter of food, and now we're importing more than we're actually exporting?
Yes, that's true, too. We were a net importer. We were a net exporter of food until 3 years ago. And now we are a net, in other words, we have to import food. And China and other countries are beginning to buy up the, the products that we need to make foods and ingredients here in the United States. And so they're beginning to get a toehold here as far as bringing food in, which is questionable in its degree of safety because there are no rules where it grows in China, whereas there is rules here for food safety. And so as we decline in food production for a variety of reasons, weather modification being one of them, what happens is that we're having to import questionable food supplies from other countries. And we have to get a toehold here back and say, no, we don't want to be in this position at all, because our health, safety, and welfare, and also the amount of food that we produce here, will change dramatically if we allow more weather modification in this country.
Well, now, have we seen any decline, actually, in our wheat crops over the last few years?
Yes, we've seen a decline in wheat, and we've seen a decline in corn and some grapes in some areas just because we have more climate change weather modification programs, and also because we have man-made clouds, according to NASA, that are warming us up, exacerbating global warming. And when they do so, they deflect direct sunlight from hitting the Earth. And a lack of direct sunlight lowers crop production. So a study out of the University of Illinois showed that corn crop production increases with direct sunlight and decreases with increasing cloud cover.
And, of course, we are having an increasing cloud cover, which you attribute at least in part to the change of the jet fuel. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, persistent jet contrails are being produced abnormally. They never used to persist and turn into man-made clouds on any scale until the late 1980s. And then at that point, there was a change in jet fuel from JP4 to JP8 with some additives by the military. And a military colonel explained this in great depth. He had called me at the behest of Senator Dianne Feinstein when I questioned some of this abnormal cloud cover, and that was our discussion for over an hour is about the change in jet fuel. And the other thing is that NASA now has been studying these persistent jet contrails and states that they're changing our climate, which will have impacts on natural resources. They are increasing the cloud cover. And this is having an effect on tree health and crop health. So part of it is that we need to step up to the plate here and say, look, we need to reverse some of these practices and get some government oversight over them.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Rosalind Peterson. Fascinating subject. The information's out there, and Rosalind's compiling it for us. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Signs by Tomorrow in Fort Collins would like to remind our listeners that as parents, we have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This year, promise yourself you'll get more involved with your child's school. But when the kids aren't in school, take them to the park, fishing, bike riding, or some other family activity. Because the best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. This important reminder was courtesy of Signs by Tomorrow in Fort Collins. Give them a call at 970-282-0460. Signs by Tomorrow, working for the safety and welfare of our community.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and before we go on, Rosalind, would you give out your website and where people can get more information from you?
Yes. My website is californiaskywatch.com. It's skywatch.com. And my telephone number is 707-485-7520. And my email address is info@californiaskywatch.com.
Now, one thing about radio is you always have to give the telephone number and the email twice.
Okay, I will do that. The telephone number is 707-485-7520. And if you go to my website, californiaskywatch.com, you will find all of my personal information there as well. And you can also call, email arizonaskywatch.com and or bakersfieldskywatch.com. All those three sites have information that link to me and also to Bridget Conroy, my partner in Phoenix, Arizona.
And let me just comment for our listeners. I first encountered Roslyn on newswithviews.com. That's Paul Walter's website, newswithviews.com. Excellent source of information. And certainly it's one of the sources I go to on a daily basis as I know what's going on. And you can actually find Roslyn's articles. Have you written more than one article on this subject?
Oh, yes. I've been writing almost two articles a month recently since I was invited to go and speak at the United Nations. And when I write my articles, if you go to the links at the end, it will actually link you with the actual government documents and other information that I use within those articles.
And most of those articles published on News with Views?
Yes, they're published on newswithviews.com. And if you click on News with Views, you will find a column of writers on the left-hand side. And if you click on my name, Rosalind Peterson, it will bring up the archive of the articles I've recently written. And there will be two more going online this month.
All right, so there you are, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to her articles at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And not only that, read her article, but then, of course, you can access the official government documents. There's lots of information out there, but then we have a lot of people in the alternative radio or just in talk radio who just are not bringing this forward. This has been known. You can go back to the writings of Zbigniew Brzezinski in 1970, his book Between Two Ages. That's Between Two Ages. And there he will tell you in one of the footnotes that they will, within a relatively short period of time, be able to create storms and be able to create droughts. And, of course, let's imagine you have a country and you don't like them. You want to change their government. Why? You simply give them a drought. Their crops don't grow. There's famine. And, of course, you can simply threaten countries with that. What a terrible weapon to have in the hands of irresponsible people. And one of the major Machiavellis of modern times is Zbigniew Brzezinski, who, of course, is an agent of David Rockefeller and former Trilateral Commission, was in charge of the National Security Council when he brought the Ayatollahs to power in Iran, when he started the Afghan War in 1980, when he brought and helped to bring Saddam Hussein to power back in 1979. So this is the man who's telling us in 1970 we can create storms and droughts, and that's exactly what we can do today. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things about, for example, Senate Bill 1807, which is a weather mitigation research and development policy, is what it does is it talks about the term research and development. And part of that is going to be, according to this document, is going to be about experimentation. And when we go into the experimental production and testing of models, devices, equipment, materials, and processes, there's no public oversight. And that's what you have to understand, is that they're not going to tell us about that, these processes, and what they're going to be doing. They're going to be able to implement them if this bill passes immediately, and then 190 days, and they're going to start doing testing more than is going on at the present time. And they're going to use all of these different devices and chemicals. What happens to agricultural crop production? This is your food supply and your weather.
In other words, one of the things you've talked about is the influence of aluminum and barium that they're using for these weather modification procedures. And of course, they're precipitating out there in the sky, but they're going to come down. They're going to get in the trees. And they're going to get in the roots of the trees and stunt the growth of the trees. And what does it do to the rest of our crops, the aluminum and the barium?
Well, one of the things is that right now NASA sends up rockets loaded with canisters of chemicals like strontium and barium and trimethyl aluminum and lithium. And all of these chemicals, when they get to certain heights in the atmosphere, they're superheated by us to explode, and then they conduct atmospheric testing programs. Well, these programs use these chemicals, and now we're seeing that unusual spiking in California, Arizona, and other states. We're seeing that these chemicals are spiking in our drinking water supplies. And I know this because anyone in the state of California or across the United States can get a copy on a CD of all the drinking water tests from the California State Department of Health Drinking Water Division in Sacramento, California. And they keep every test from every drinking water source in the whole state of California, all 58 counties. And when I got all of these tests, it took an enormous amount of time, but we looked at what was showing up in our drinking water supplies. And I found spiking almost across the entire state, and then other people got test data from other states, like Arizona, some government testing, and found that barium and aluminum and other chemicals were spiking abnormally.
Now, is this in the groundwater, or is this in the municipal water supply?
This is in municipal water supplies. This was in wells. This is in other words, every water source, whether it's water used in wine, whether it's water used from your local drinking water, a municipal water district, no matter where drinking water comes from in the state of California, it must be tested. And the results are then sent to the California State Department of Health, and there's thousands of places where water is tested. They test water even on military bases. They test water everywhere.
Yeah, but aluminum isn't healthy for us. Aluminum is a toxic metal.
Yes, it is, and there are standards against how much can be in legally in drinking water, and that's why we test for it across the United States. The EPA, it's a required EPA test. So these chemicals, one of the things that they do to trees is when you have increasing air pollution.
Hang on to that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, Rosalind, right here in the American Tree Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Mosquito season is here, and so are mosquito-borne diseases. It's only a matter of time. West Nile virus, Eastern equine encephalitis, and Western equine encephalitis are neurological diseases that can cause paralysis or death in horses. One mosquito can carry all three. Fortunately, only one vaccine can prevent all three. West Nile Innovator plus EWT. The mosquito shot protects against West Nile, two forms of equine encephalitis, and tetanus in one convenient vaccine. More than 23 million doses of West Nile Innovator vaccines have been administered to horses coast to coast. No wonder West Nile Innovator is veterinarians' first choice for West Nile protection. Ask your veterinarian for the mosquito shot from Fort Dodge Animal Health. Because when it comes to mosquito-borne diseases, it's only a matter of time.
Well, Dr. Stan and our guest, Rosalind Peterson. Rosalind, what about the trees? what about the roots of the trees? What effect does this have, you know, on tree growth? And certainly if it's going to affect trees, it's going to affect other things as well.
Well, the chemicals that form air pollution or greenhouse gases are increasing the acidity of our rain, which also has a negative effect on tree health and human health. And what's happening is that when aluminum is in the soil and the rain becomes more acidic, tree roots absorb the aluminum. And from that point on, the trees can no longer absorb the water and nutrients that they need to survive, and they'll start to die. And they look like they're dying of drought, but in actuality, they're dying because of chemical uptake into the roots. And so we know now that aluminum and barium and other chemicals are spiking in unusual spikes that occur all at the same time. And these appear to coincide with the atmospheric testing programs that are ongoing. And at this point, one of the reasons that we feel and want the testing done is that the trees are absorbing this aluminum. They're also being impacted negatively because of this man-made clouds, which NASA states will impact negatively our natural resources. And so if we don't have direct sunlight, trees won't produce crops. Grains won't produce crops. Trees won't grow properly. All plant life depends on direct sunlight. And so now with global dimming, there's a NOVA program on global dimming that aired, and you can go to PBS and find that program and the transcript. And what you're going to be seeing is that as we reduce the amount of sunlight hitting the earth, we're going to change marine life. We're going to change crop health, tree health, even rickets. Has since 1989 has been on the rise, and that's a bone disease found in children. So when you take away direct sunlight, you allow the growth of molds, mildews, fungus, the proliferation of flu. It could lead to pandemics because in order to stop that process, one needs direct sunlight. And, for example, children now have this bone disease, rickets, which is caused by a lack of vitamin D or direct sunlight. And this was not seen in our country for decades. It was seen in the early history of our country when children worked in coal mines and never saw much daylight. So we're beginning to see some of the implications of some of our man-made activities.
And this, you know, is an amazing story. But, you know, the thing is that the average individual has no idea what's going on. All these reports are out there, and you're just not going to hear about them from Time, Life, Newsweek, and U.S. News and World Report. And you're not going to hear about it from most radio programs. And yet, everybody knows there's something wrong with the weather. We're having all sorts of, abnormal droughts in some areas and excessive rain in others, but most people don't look at the sky. I mean, and this is one of the things you're suggesting, is that people have got to watch the sky and begin to see that there are changes in the sky. It's just not as blue as it used to be. Would that be a fair statement?
That's a very fair statement. For one thing, in the county where I live, where we're not in drought conditions and haven't been for several years, native grasses and grasses that cattle ranchers depend on are not growing very tall, and they used to grow over my head. They'd be higher than the fence post. They'd be up 5 feet, sometimes higher. They grow very thick. And in the last couple of years, the grasses are barely making it knee high. And this past year, this year, 2007, in many places, they barely made it to ankle height, the last rung of a fence post. And so we're having to pay subsidies to cattle ranchers because they're having to buy food for their cattle. This is a disaster. And our trees aren't growing strong and tall and healthy. They're bending and leaning. They don't look as healthy as they used to overall. And so when your skies have man-made persistent jet contrails, that one contrail now, according to NASA, can cover 4,000 square miles, and it produces man-made clouds. And if we don't reverse this process, and we used to fly these jets without them leaving persistent jet contrails, because you go back into early history, and the history of the jet engine, and early jets didn't go and leave these persisting contrails that, according to NASA, last 16 to 20 hours, cover 4,000 square miles, and that's one. If you multiply that now by the number of military jets crisscrossing our skies and doing loops, you're covering us over. I think we only had about 5 days between January 1st and May 31st, and I filmed every day and made weather records, and we only had about 4 or 5 days where there was no contrails, no clouds, where the sky was relatively clear except for a white haze. And we can't do that and have grasses grow, and grapes produce crops, trees produce fruit crops. We can't do it. And when you when they have these man-made clouds that NASA states exacerbate global warming, they heat us up at night so that your fruit tree and your crops won't be produced the next year unless they get so many freezing hours, and they call that fruit set hours. Each different fruit crop needs a different number of fruit set hours at night that where the temperature gets below freezing in order to produce a crop the following year.
And we're just not getting that, and people just don't know. And ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you go to Roslyn's website, that you get her information. I believe it's valid, and I believe that we face real problems as far as food production in America in the very, very near future. It's already started, and the fact that nobody's telling you is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our guest has been Roslyn Peterson. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Roslyn.
And thank you for having me on the show.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hey, it's that time of year again. Eric Cederstrom and the Patriot Trading Group wanted me to remind you, tomorrow begins their annual matching funds pledge drive to help support the American Freedom Network. The drive will kick off at 10 a.m. on the Patriot News Hour, Thursday, October the 11th, and run through the Patriot News Hour on Friday, October the 12th. So here's your chance to help support the American Freedom Network and get Eric to kick in a little extra. That's Thursday, October the 11th at 10 a.m. And thank you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning. We do have some information on this. We have a DVD or video put out by Bob Fletcher. I'm not sure which one, but it's on weather modification. He's done a lot of great job on this. And in fact, there's even a treaty where we promise not to use weather modification for warfare, but don't you worry. Treaties are like bread, like a pie crust. They're made to be broken, and unfortunately, when you have totally irresponsible people, wicked and evil people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, and as a key advisor to the people who run the world, why, of course, we're going to use weather modification not only in our country, but in other countries throughout the world. After all, aren't we the strongest, most powerful nation in the world? Don't we have the right to force everybody to go along with our programs? We also have a book called Weather Modification, and it's written by Jerry Smith. So if you'd like to get either Bob Fletcher's video or certainly the DVD, pardon me, the book we carry on weather modification, they are available through Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then you need to really understand so much of the other things that are going on today. To understand the spiritual component of what's taking place, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD by the same title, Brotherhood of Darkness. It will introduce you to forces working behind the scenes, which most people have no idea they exist. And then, once you understand the fundamentals, you need to get into the forbidden secret, the secret that has been passed down through the mystery religions for 5,000 years. And certainly the secret has been known to all the great world leaders, to Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great. And in fact, we even quote from Alexander the Great as in a book written about 100 years after Christ died by Plutarch. And Alexander the Great writes to Aristotle, condemning him for revealing the secret to in a book. But of course, Aristotle points out that you can talk all you want to about the secret, but unless people, and they were referring to the mysteries, of course, but this is the subject of the mysteries, unless you've been schooled in the mysteries, unless somebody's told you what it is, nobody could determine it, because it's so absurd to really believe there's another dimension, and you can tap into that, and you can get special power there. That's what mediums do. This is what fortune tellers do. This is what water witches do. This is what the Satanists and the witches do. They tap into the other dimension. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a great four-tape set or four-CD set called The Secret Behind the Secret. And we want to tell you the force is there, the power is there, the wealth is there. But do not access this other dimension, or you'll pay for it with your eternal soul. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, Radio Liberty. You can see our videos. You can watch. You can listen to our programs. You can read our newsletters. Help us get the information out. You've got to get and reach other people. You've got to get them to understand what's going on. We are going to be facing famine before long. We are going to be seeing the destruction of the value of our currency and the impoverishment of our people. And we will be doing to America what our State Department did to Rhodesia, where they have a 20,000 to 30,000% inflation every year now. Thanks to the American State Department.